Okay. Okay. Can everyone hear me? Good morning. My favorite thing to do in October is take the mic from Tommy. Like my little Laura does when she's being cheeky. Well, October, as most everyone knows, is, they call it Clergy Appreciation Month. I call it Pastor Appreciation Month. It is, used to be my hated. I hated October, as Tommy and Karen can tell you. But I have embraced Pastor Appreciation Month, and it's now my most loved month. And I want to tell you a little story about Tommy and Karen. Well, it's actually about a song that applies to Tommy and Karen. It's a very old song, and you probably know the song. It's called Thank You. And the very first line of it goes, I dreamed I went to heaven, and you were there with me. And I walked across the crystal sea, we heard the angels singing. Someone called my name. We turned and saw a young man, and he was smiling as he came. He said, you may not know me now, but wait. You used to teach by Sunday school when I was only 8. You've taught Sunday school. I know you have. And then every week you would say a prayer before the class would start. And 1 week when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. And the song goes on to talk about one time when a missionary came to your church, you gave in the offering. You guys have been the missionaries that people have gave in the offering for. You guys have been the ones who've gone to the hospitals. But you've also been the pastors standing right here. You have been the ones who have prayed over me and sent me out. You know? You guys have been the ones. Look at all these people. If they only touch one person in their lifetime, and that one person touches one person, and another person, and another person, imagine the billions and millions of people that when time ends, that's going to come up to you too. And thank you for what you have done in the past 16 years. This is your anniversary. It's the third weekend, right? It's your anniversary. Sixth for this church. 16 years and 38 years-ish, around 38 years in ministry. Not to mention when you were a little girl and how many people saw you in that little church. I mean, I remember last weekend. You know, I know you were in pain last weekend. I know you were. You don't tell people, but I know you. And you were up there playing. And Laura and I, because we had someone in sound, thank you, Thomas, we were able to worship here with flags. And when we came up with those flags, I saw you laugh because you saw little Laura up here worshiping with flags. And it touched your heart. Imagine how many people in that church that never said anything to you got their heart touched seeing you worship. So you were touching people's hearts when you didn't even know it as a child. That anointing on your heart, your life, was already there. And this isn't a huge, this is not what you deserve, but we have a card to thank you and tell you how much we love and appreciate you. And, you know, there might be other little surprises. The month's not over. There might be someone show up at your house with your favorite Sonic drink. If anyone needs to know, just see me after church. I know what it is. I know what their favorite chocolate candy snack is. I know how Tommy likes his coffee. You know, just I can hook you up with all that. Or just love on you. And it doesn't have to be October. There's always time to love on you guys because you never stop loving on us. And we love you so much. because the only thing that truly ministers to people is love, and that's what you have taught me. So we love you and we appreciate you. And if anyone wants to say something, now's the time to come up. We're going to have an open mic for just a minute. Leave it. Remember, keep it short, like a minute or two.
She doesn't know me that well. No. I just want to say to you, too, that for a long time, I did not know what home was. And 3 years ago, when I started coming here to this church, I got to experience what love is. And God has given me a family and people that I love here and that I want to be able to share my ups and downs with because of you, too. So thank you.
I had the fortune of being in a truly God-loved church, just like this, and then life changed, and I moved, and you know, and I felt like a fish in the ocean, not in a school, all by itself in the ocean, afraid of all the sharks, knowing they were all around, looking for me, trying to hide, you know. And all the time I was praying, my family needs you, God. We need you. We need to worship with you. And, you know, I mean, we would sing at home and stuff, but I could feel it, but I know it just wasn't really reaching. I mean, they know me, you know. But then you guys had a back to school, you know, and somebody had a word about a special pair of tennis shoes, and they were for Priscilla. And when we came to that, the shoes were wonderful for Priscilla. She treasured them. But that was more for me than anything, because God showed me this is home. Amen. This is the home you've been looking for. I'm here. I will always be here. You're welcome anytime. And I truly feel like this is home. And you too make it that way. More. I mean, all of us do. It's God inside of us. But you two are the leaders of the flock, you know. And God blesses that. We love you.
Are you nervous? I just want to say I wasn't even planning on anything, but Tommy Lee and Karen too, but I see you a lot. Me and Tommy get together a lot. And when I first moved here, my family came out of a very spiritually abusive situation that did a lot of damage and a lot of hurt. And we had to step back from a lot of things and kind of unravel and reprogram. And I was mad at the whole game, and I was sick of the whole thing, and I felt like everybody was fake and wearing masks, and it just made me sick. But Tommy Lee, became something more than a pastor. You became a friend, somebody that I can be a human being in front of and not worry about him pulling back. Sorry. And somebody that I can trust. So that means more to me than any sermon you'll ever preach.
That's good.
Is that I can trust you and I can be a human. And he's outside of the church. He's what you see inside of the church. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate that, how valuable that is to me. So.
Hey, bye. Miss Francis.
Oh, I get to end it? Okay. Well, there's just no, I just want to say that, okay. I appreciate both of you more than you'll ever know. You have seen in me things I couldn't see. And you have encouraged when no one else did. It's like you both see the gold. When you see people, you see the gold. No matter how little thread it is or big, you see that. And you kind of keep digging at it, you know, to get it and bring it to the surface. And, you know, you've become wonderful friends. Love you both. And, you know, the great thing about these two, you don't even have to agree on everything, and they still love you. You know, we don't agree on everything, and we know it. And I still love you both, and they love me. You know, differences don't have to be division. You know, it's because we're all different, everyone in here. And that's what makes us better and stronger. And I just want to thank you both from the bottom of my heart for being our pastors and putting up with all the ups and downs and stuff and just continuing finding the gold in people. So, did you have something? Okay. No pressure here. Well, Father God, I just thank you for these two people that you've put in our lives to be our pastors. I thank you for the gold that's in them. And that you encourage, just like they bring it out in us, that you bring it out in them. Father, I ask a special blessing, a special anointing, that you give Tommy more and more insight into your word and into your desire for him, that he will pass it on, that his tongue is like the pen of a ready writer, that he doesn't even know it's going to come out, and it's out, it's flowing. And that Karen has a saying that, Lord, did you just continue to bless her and her music and her worship, that she just draws that worship out of us, that we can see and feel what she feels, the amazing love that she feels for you and the closeness that she can let us help us to learn to experience that. Father, just bless them in their finances, in their homes, in their health. Father, that you just continue to strengthen them, to strengthen their anointing, their love, their marriage, their families. And Father, I just thank you that you just make the way clear for them, that path is just wide open and that they can walk, and they will walk out the path that you have for them. They won't hesitate, but they'll go right through it. And Father, I just thank you that you have just blessed them both, and you continue to bless them, that their minds are clear. Their minds are clear. All worry, all fear that tries to attack them is has to go in Jesus' name. That they are healed from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Father, they walk out the path for a special anointing on both of them today, Father. And we just thank you for this church. Thank you for this body. This building is not the church. This body is the church. Yes. And we thank you, Father, that we just draw closer to you and closer to each other. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 So this is 16
years?
16. It's a double eight.
Yeah.
Oh, double eight.
It's a double eight.
A square eight. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. We might be small, but we are mighty. We are mighty in him, and he in us. And I'm so thankful for a church that allows us to be who we are, who I am as a worship leader. Haven't always been able to flow like I flow because leadership didn't let it. I'm so thankful for a husband pastor that is a champion of women. A champion of women who saw the gold in me when I was just a mucky mess. I just appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for that wonderful honor. As each one came up to speak, I remembered the first time I met you and the story that Holy Spirit wrote between us on the first day. amazing stories of how Spirit gets to flow and move and draw and bless each other. Amen. I want to remind everyone there are four ways to give. I'm going to go on with these announcements as the ushers prepare to come. In the offering envelope in front of you, cash or check. Also online with our Tithely app and the link there. And I still did not get the PayPal link in for you. I'm going to get fired. And it won't be up next week either. I'll just warn you now. And so, because I won't be here to do it. We are leaving town. I have been scheduled for knee replacement surgery on November 13th. So we are leaving this afternoon to go see my parents. I usually go in November, but that's going to be out. So we are leaving. They are down on the coast of Louisiana. So we will be there all week. We will be back here on Sunday with you. I just won't have time to do that announcement. So online giving through there, also on PayPal, and we will have the QR code next week. I'll pray over the offering. Father, I just thank you for our ushers, and I thank you for the offering. I thank you for the givers, and I thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, my provider. You provide for this church. You provide for us as your people. And I thank you that we have everything that we need. Everything that we need that pertains to life and godliness. And all that we have, we want to give to you in the way that you ask. And so, Father, I just thank you that you bless the givers. You bless those that are online that give. And I just thank you for all the people that are out this morning that are traveling. We pray traveling mercies over their journeys and their time spent with loved ones. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning, Pastor's continuing with shifting seasons. It's going to be good. Kids' church is still growing up with God, how to be friends, how God is friends with us, how to love people through us, how to recognize the voice of God in their lives, how to have a revelatory relationship with God, and how he speaks to us and walking by the Spirit. And one of our kids' church members, okay, they're learning about Holy Spirit today. And so I just want to recognize Miss Penelope. She won the Little Miss Petite Bean Fest this week. We are so happy to have a princess in the room. She's beautiful. She's been God's princess all along, right? But now she's our Bean Fest princess. So it's good to have you. Love you. Also, because surgery is coming up and I haven't been really cleaning this building like it should since Bill and Cheryl left. They have a year and a half ago, this building has not become clean on a consistent basis. And so I've asked for help, and I'm telling you what, the ladies' Bible study people just rose to the occasion, started putting down their names, and Frances came up with a good idea. I think it was Frances. If we just do what we love, sometimes we have to do things we don't love, right? But sometimes when we share the load, if we can just do the things we like to do, then it makes the light, you know, what is it? Many hands make the work light or something. So we have somebody that's going to do bathroom cleaning, some people that are going to do the vacuuming, people are cleaning windows. And so there is a sheet up here. And if there's something that you can contribute to helping with, Becky takes care of the kitchen, and we just leave her with the kitchen and kids' church. And so anyway, I just want to put out a call that many hands make light the work, and there is a thing here for you to sign up for that. There is a word that was written this morning Jesus says, I give each of you commands on how to live. Follow them. Stop thinking, just talking the talk, but not walking the walk is enough. I want all of you, not just you on Sundays, but always live as I have loved you. Be who I called you to be. And I love what Becky said that she's learned from us, that love is the most important of our walk. So I encourage you all to love well. Love when you don't agree, like Francis said. Love well. Love well. 1 John 2:3-6, we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commands. And you know, his commands are very easy. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, mind, and strength, and love one another as yourselves. Which means we have to love ourselves, which we find the hardest. I know him. But who does not do what he commands is a liar, and the truth is not in that person. But if anyone obeys his word, love for God is truly made complete in them. This is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did. You know, a lot of people want to go to Moses. They want to point at the Ten Commandments, and they want to point at Moses and point at, you know, all those da-da-da-da-da-da things. And Jesus said, love. Be love. Know love. You are love. You are created for love. So, be encouraged that he loves you. And he wants you to love as he did. Yes, I took up, the offering. I prayed over it. They were up here. They're gone. Robert's giving me the thumbs up. So, we love you. Thank you so much for you guys that shared your walk with us. And I really, truly believe we may be small, but we are mighty. And I want us to walk by the Spirit, not by man-made religion or ideas. I want to hear Holy Spirit direction, and I want you to grow. That's what Pastor and I are trying to do, is just to release who he is and who we are in him and raise up a congregation. It's not about the numbers. It's about who we are. Yes, we want every seat filled, but I want fervent, passionate lovers of God who want to love the way God's called us to love. Amen. Hear how he's called us to hear. Are you ready? He's staring. He's staring at me. I'm like.
Bye, Becky. Bye, Princess. Princess Penelope. Keep my hand up. Open your Bibles up to James chapter 4. I want to say thank you to everyone that signed the card or spoke. You guys really touched our hearts, and I'm so thankful. Don't tell her this. I'm so thankful that Becky asked me to turn the camera on early so that we could record that. Because, amen. But don't tell her, because it'll just go to her head. And so, amen. I'm kidding. Boy, I got a lot of things I want to say, but I'm going to say them in a real fast fashion. Not that I'm going to talk fast, I'm just going to say less. How's that? Sometimes less is more, right? We sang a song this morning. Before I get there, and I got a note, so I won't forget. Don't worry, those of you who know that I am way out there. 16 years ago. We're almost old enough to drive as pastors. Pretty soon we won't even have a curfew in another year. I thought I knew God when I moved here. I did. fact, when we moved here, I thought I knew everything. Now, I feel like the line in Game of Thrones was just for me. You know nothing, Jon Snow. But, man, it's worth it. I love living here in Mountain View. I love being here in Mountain View. I love this church. I love what we've done to the church. I wish we had the money to revitalize the entire church and had enough people that we ended up building another auditorium between us and Dollar General and stopped them dreaming of building a bigger parking lot over there. But if they wanted to build one and lease it from us, we could work a deal out. Amen? Well, we sing a song this morning, and I love that song. You don't relent. Amen? The love of God doesn't relent. But there's a line in there that I've always loved since I heard Kim Walker Smith, right? Is that her last name now, Smith? With all them kids? And it's jealously demanding as the grave. And I just, you know, I pick on songs all the time. I do, because like the one we sang before, you know, burning us until we're one, right? Or this is the same song. Burning until we're one. We're already one with him. Amen? And if we believe what Paul wrote in Ephesians and Colossians, we've been one with him since the foundation of the world. And that's really the thing that I want to impress upon people in this whole shifting seasons. Boy, you have to be really careful how you say the title of this message series, don't you? Because you could offend a lot of people, right? Ooh. Man. Is that in the middle of the season that you're in, the most important thing is to find the face of God. It's to find the presence. Open your Bibles up to James chapter 4, and we're going to read verse 5 together. Is that all right? I'm not preaching normal today. The message I was going to preach was about Naaman, but I'm going to preach it next Sunday because I want to. I got a whole lot of things I want to say about Naaman. Amen? I like Naaman. So, James chapter 4. And did you guys know that James is James the Just? Is who we attribute the authorship of this book to, this epistle to. I guess it's a book. It's not an epistle. But it's James was the pastor of the church in Jerusalem after the first pastor was beheaded. His name was James also. He was the brother of John. James the Just is the half-brother of Jesus. And about 61, 62 A.D., I wasn't there, but I'm told that the priesthood there in Jerusalem threw James off the wall into the Kidron Valley. And supposedly he survived, and then they killed him anyway. But James the Just, he wrote this, chapter 4, verse 5. Do you suppose that it's for nothing that the Scripture says, man, God yearns jealously for the Spirit that He has made to dwell in us. God yearns jealously. We sing that song, jealously demanding as the grave. You know who doesn't take no? The grave. Every person that has lived so far and that is alive now will more than likely, unless you happen to be alive when Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, returns, amen, The grave's going to win. Because nothing demands like the grave does. I mean, the IRS doesn't have anything on the grave. The grave just does not take no for an answer. So when we sing those words, jealously demanding of to be with us, jealously demanding to love us, jealously, what is the scripture? For the Spirit that He has made to dwell in us. God is not taking no for an answer. Do you remember when, guys, when we were dating and we would, let's just say our wives, because we really didn't date anyone before our wives, right? Can't remember any of their names anyway. I bet Karen can name them off, but I can't. There weren't that many either. But, you know, sometimes when you ask a girl out, you know, she says no at first for whatever reason, right? And then you come back and you prove yourself. You prove that you can be nice to her, that you really want to be with her, that she matters to you, right? At least until you get to go to the first date and, you know, then anyway. But God is similar to that, but He doesn't take no for an answer. And when you say no to Him, He just laughs it off. The loving kindness, the mercy, the unrelenting, unfathomable, unstoppable love of God that's in Christ Jesus. It's for you. It's for you before you got cleaned up. He actually did love you at your worst. Of course, worst what's the word I'm looking for? Is a variable term, right? Because, you know, some days are worse than others. Right? Some days you love God more than you do other days. Don't look at me in that self-righteous attitude. I live the same life. I walk the same good earth you do. I know there are days when you really love God, and there are days when you don't want to tell Him, but you're a little bit miffed at Him, right? I mean, because He's either saying no, or He's not listening, or He's absent, or He's just quiet, right? Who wants a quiet God? Every one of us, when we're wrong, we want a quiet God. Every person in this room wants a quiet God when we're on the wrong side of what we should be on the right side of. Don't point at anybody. But His love for us it doesn't yield to your attitude about Him or anyone else's. Pick out the worst person you know in your head. Let's don't do that. I might bring up a lot of negative things. Let's just say I'm the worst person you know, right? Okay, because I've always said, and I have always said, that if the ground was going to open up and eat somebody, you would have opened up and eaten me a long time ago. Repeatedly puked me out and ate me again, puked me out and ate me again. But even when we're at our tremendously, the worst that we won't even tell anybody we were ever at, in that moment, before the cross, before the resurrection, and before the ascension and the enthronement of the Lord Jesus Christ, you and everyone else were in Him. So when you go through a shifting season, when you have so many questions, I mean, you can compare yourself to the people of Israel coming out of Egypt, right? They got in so much trouble because they didn't know what they were going to drink or what they were going to eat, right? Well, it's not like there was a Walmart they could go get food delivered. You know they deliver now? And if you're a Walmart Plus person, you can get delivered the following day for free. They'll even bring, they will deliver your prescriptions to your house. I ask them, how does that happen? Well, how do you do that? And they said, we have a whole list of people that have signed up for it. And the system just calls them until they get somebody that says, hey, I can take that over there. I thought, man, we need to apply that somewhere else. But anyway, yep, I don't even know where I was going with that. Huh? Yes. God delivers. That's not what I was going for, but that's where I'm at. Yeah. How long have we had that crack right there? There's no crack. Your pastor's not about to disappear. When you're at your tremendously worst, God still loves you. He loves you. And he loves all the people that you can't stand. And that makes me mad at him sometimes, right? What do you mean you love that person? What do you mean? I mean, I can understand how you could love Tommy Lee. I mean, there's nobody I love more than Tommy Lee, right? There's more people I love more than me. I definitely love you more than I love me. That poor girl. Man. See the gold in her? I'm the dirt that keeps getting refined off of her. But God does not relent. But we do. Oh, you didn't answer right. You answered, and I just don't like it. Right? That's what we tell him. We may not say that with our words because we got some self-righteous attitude that, you know, if we say that with our words, the ground is going to open up and eat me. If you only knew the words that I'd said to God, the things that I've called him, and I'm not boasting or bragging, but you would be appalled. But he wasn't. And he's not. He isn't surprised. He's jealously demanding as the grave to be in fellowship and union and for us to realize the union with him that we have always had. Kathy, who was singing this morning, right? Did a good job. Karen said she told Karen that she sounds country. I thought, great. Nothing I like better than country, buddy. A little Jerry Jeff, a little Waylon. Early Taylor Swift. Oh, come on. There's a song about a swinging screen door shutting. That's the sound of their song. It was a cute song. Oh, man, I can't believe y'all don't like Taylor Swift. The girl's a billionaire. Man, okay. Kathy, back to my point, is that she has this beloved identity phrase. The beloved identity. Isn't that where we got that from? No? You have it, though, right? I don't think I ever put those two words together. Karen probably said it to me before, but I didn't hear it because she said it in that white voice. So you can't hear it. Not my fault. I didn't make me a husband. knowing that God wants to be with you more than the grave is drawing you toward it. And the grave can catch me any day it wants. It ain't gonna, but I'm just saying. I'm not worried about what happens in the next life. It's like I was telling someone, Bridger Mac, yeah, there's life after death. And as my friend Tom Wright says, there's life after death. There's life after, there's life after death, and there's life after death. Because life continues, right? Man. Don't you wish you were in that moment where you knew as he knows? Do you think it will be instantaneous? How can it be? It's like being able to fly from one side of the Milky Way to the other. None of us would live long enough, even if we could fly at the speed of light. It would take like 40,000 years, light years, to go across the galaxy. It's a long time. God's love is deeper and wider than the galaxy. God's love is more infinite. It is stronger. There's a bigger pull. The reason that we don't feel the pull is because we want him to pull in a certain way. We want him to fit into our box. And instead of saying, God, teach me about you, make my heart like yours, let me see like you see, let me speak and think like you speak and think, or think and speak. Surely God thinks before he speaks, right? Tommy doesn't. But let me be a person that doesn't just reflect the light, but lets the light out. Let the light out. The light is in us. His presence is in us. That's what James is saying. He's jealous for the spirit that he has caused himself to dwell inside of us. I don't know about you, but that makes me feel like I'm plugged in. You know? I mean, you probably never have, but on a huge network, okay? Let's say the network at your bank, at the home office where your bank keeps all of your data, right? Okay? There's a room in there that's very cold, and it's got towers and towers and towers and towers. And there's connections all the way down. And they're plugged up all the way across. Well, just like this. And they're like 6 feet, 7 feet. You're plugged in more to God than your data is in your banking. You're plugged in. I know it's time to shut up. Hush. But you know how much I'm in a hurry to see your mom. I mean, woo! Hey, she's not watching. She'd never watch. Hey, Pat, Patricia, we should just call her Patty. God is demanding that you spend time with him. Right? And he isn't like us when we want our spouse to spend time with us, male or female, whether it's the husband or the wife, right? Well, what do we do? Do we become nicer so that they want to be around us? No, we throw an attitude first. I know I do. Okay, well, you don't want to be with me, so I don't be with you either. Yeah. No, you go eat where you want to go eat. I'm going to go eat where I want to go eat. And guess what? I'm driving. That means you walking. Here's a quarter. Call your daddy. See if he'll come get you. I do not treat her as bad as I make fun of it. I just want you to know. I do not. But God is demanding, but he's patient. Because he knows he's got an ace in a hole. He's already in you. We just don't realize how much he is in us. We need to wake up. awaken, as Hannah says, with oil and all kinds of incense and shofars blowing. I do love a good shofar. She says, it's DNA, awakening, the divine nature awakened in us. I love that. In fact, that acronym and beloved identity should encapsulate everything we do. We should work it into the four things Arise Church believes, that God's love never fails, right? No, God's love is always enough. God's power never fails. God's direction is determined by his presence. And he's in you. So how do you not know where you are and where you're going? How do we not know where we are and where we're going with the presence, the GPS, God positioning system inside of us? Right? I wonder where I got that at. And then this is the one that so many people struggle with. God's design is present in everybody. Even people who are half in the center lane and half in my lane still. Lord, have mercy on those folks. Let's stand. Father, we thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. For those of you keeping count, I think that was like 25 minutes. Whew. Lord, we love you. We honor you today, God. We give you our week. Lord, we give you this church. And thank you for 16 years. And Father, I'll stand behind this pulpit and carrying a thing until you say no. And we love you. We want you to bless the families of this church, the ones that are present and the ones that are not. The ones who've ever drifted through here. The ones who are mad at me. Bless them, God. Bless them, Lord. Father, I ask you to pour out your spirit upon Stone County, Arkansas, where you've planted us, all of us, to have our hearts knit together and to love as compassionately as you do. In Jesus' name, amen. You guys have a wonderful week. Be blessed.